This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Saturday, July 15th commemorations of 1945 Trinity atomic bomb test and 1979 Church Rock uranium tailings spill. On Saturday, July 15th, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium and the Red Water Pond Road Community Association will share a moment of silence, offer healing prayers, and provide community education about the first atomic bomb test at the Trinity Test Site in 1945 and the largest liquid uranium tailing spill in U.S. history that flowed into the Rio Puerco in 1979. Both tragedies occurred on July 16th. Everyone is invited to participate. The commemorations are part of the first Cross-Border Anti-Nuclear Action, a project of the Intermountain West Uranium Summit. Member groups are holding events across the U.S. and Canada to raise awareness that the entire nuclear industry is one deadly chain involving the extraction and milling of uranium, transportation on public routes, operation of nuclear power plants and weapons manufacture, waste disposal, all of which releases lethal radiation to air, land, and water. The summit states that the nuclear industry, quote, is fraught with accidents, illness, and threats to life on Earth. It must stop before it kills more humans and other living things, end quote. In the early morning of July 16, 1945, the U.S. detonated the first atomic bomb atop a 100-foot metal structure in south-central New Mexico. In the massive explosion, the radiation and toxic materials rose an estimated 70,000 feet and began to fall back to Earth in what many thought was snow. To memorialize those who have died and to honor those who are living with or who have survived cancer, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, in cooperation with the village of Tularosa, will host the 8th Annual Candlelight Vigil on Saturday, July 15th from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Tularosa Little League Field, west of the Tularosa High School. For more information, please contact Tina Cordova at 505-897-6787. On July 16, 1979, an earth and uranium tailings dam at the United Nuclear Corporation Church Rock Uranium Mill failed and released 1,000 tons of solid radioactive uranium mill waste and more than 90 million gallons of acidic and radioactive liquids into the Rio Puerco. It contributed to the long-term contamination already present in the watershed from the release of untreated or poorly treated uranium mine water. On Saturday, July 15th, the Red Water Pond Road Community Association will host the 38th annual commemoration of the Northeast Church Rock uranium tailings spill from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 12 miles north of Red Rock State Park on State Highway 566. For more information, please contact Edith Hood at 505-905-8051 and visit swuraniumimpacts.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.